The world is a big and magical place, and Jason and Colin are your guides. So grab a bucket of pixie dust, because this is Disney World with sass and no strollers. And here are your two fairy godfathers.
Hello, fairy friends, and welcome to another episode of Two Fairy Godfathers. I'm Jason Matheson.
I'm Colin Matheson.
Welcome to your week. Welcome to your life. Welcome to your Disney life. I don't even know what the hell that means.
Oddly enough, I was about to say the exact same thing.
Oh, okay. Well, birds of a feather, I guess. Welcome to the show, everybody. Full honesty, I just got back from a trip from New York with my gal pals. You can see the pictures on my personal social. So I'm a little tired today. I feel like I've had like a weird half day. It doesn't even feel like what really the time that it is, which is a little later on Monday. But it's just weird. I feel completely out of it. Like, really out of it.
Travel days are always tough.
Yeah.
And it's never fun. You have to get up early, and I'm out here cracking the whip, so.
Yeah. And I just don't, it's funny, and I rarely feel this way when we get back from Disney. That's the whole reason I brought this up. Because y'all listen, and you don't care I went to New York. Even though, I gotta tell you, New York is back, everybody. All of the doom and gloom news of, oh my God, tourists are never gonna be back. It was busy as Disney World on a holiday day. It really, really was. Times Square, Rockefeller Plaza with a tree. It looked like New Year's Day at Disney World. It really did. It was this, and a friend made that comparison. She was like, wow, is this what a day during the holiday season at a Disney park is like? And I said, actually, yes. This is what it looks like around Rockefeller Center, looking at that damn tree. But anyway, way more stuff to do at Disney World than just
I was going to say, tree. I feel like the streets at Disney World would be a little more cramped though.
No, it's the opposite. Oh. There's a lot more, you know, again, Disney knows how to move people. There's a lot more organization at the Disney parks than there was at the Rockefeller Center or Rockefeller Plaza. Well, let's get started, everybody, with some mouse topics. What's popping this week? First topic of discussion is there's drama.
Ooh, girl.
I read this on the plane. This is popping this week. Now, I'm saying this with a grain of salt.
Well, it's funny because we mentioned it in our last podcast.
We did? I don't think so. Not the video.
No, not the video, but my opinion of it.
Oh, well, what we're talking about is the backlash over the promotional video that Disney released for the Galactic Star Cruiser. The particular video in discussion is the one that had the star from the Goldbergs. We didn't just see, this isn't the video that we discussed that
no,
time.
It's no, it's a different video, but yeah, it's still, yeah.
So that's the one, and the star of the Goldbergs, which I've never watched in my damn life, walks around with one of the heads of Imagineers and takes the kid. He looks like he's a kid, but I don't know how old he is. Takes him around the Star Cruiser. They go into a bar. They go into this cockpit. That doesn't really look like a cockpit from Star Wars, but whatever. It's part of the beef. And then they go into a bar where there's Gaia, the singer, the lounge singer. And people are saying, here's the bottom line. We're bottom lining it. It looks cheap. And it certainly doesn't look worthy of this up to $6,000 price tag.
Yeah, it looks.
Well, what say you? Kyle, what do you think?
It looks cheap.
You think so?
Yeah, and I thought the same thing. Again, different video, but when we were talking about the D23 footage that they were showing, I said, that cockpit and you like shooting spaceships looks like Space Invaders from the 1980s. Mm. This looks cheap.
Yeah.
And then even just the still photos that they posted from that video, that cockpit looks cheap.
Here's my rub. Here's my beef with it. Is that it doesn't really look like Star Wars.
No.
The aesthetic, there is an aesthetic that goes, and I'm not going to get too nerdy. We're not going to get too down in the weeds in this, because if you're not a Star Wars fan, we don't want you to stop listening. But I'll say this. There is a certain aesthetic that goes with Star Wars. It's hard to even describe with words, but there's an aesthetic. Bars and cantinas look a certain way. Control panels on starships have a certain look. This does not look like Star Wars. This looks like Star Trek or Battlestar Galactica or a spoof of Star Wars. That is my beef. That is my worry. Now, I will play devil's advocate and say a couple of the naysayers, and I love them, but they are usually the first to be in line to bitch about anything that the Disney parks does.
Yes, and I think Star Wars fans and
they jump out of the bushes to pick on Disney.
And I think there's a certain collection of Star Wars fans that like to hate anything Star Wars ever since Disney bought it, and they don't like anything they do with it.
Absolutely, and to give you a point of reference, I am a diehard Star Wars fan. Huge, as I'm sitting here doing this podcast with Colin, there's a Rise of Skywalker poster above me as almost a little flip of the bird to all the haters out there who just hate anything that Disney touches having to do with Star Wars. Anyway, I think the truth is somewhere in the middle. Here's my rub, though. I'm going to wait until it actually fully opens and we actually get to see the experience for the full 2 days before I judge it. You know, you're in PR and marketing. I just released a press release about something and people were jumping on the press release without knowing, you know, full details of stuff. You know that in your line of business.
Sure, but in my line of business, don't release a teaser photo that is not good either. I mean,
Snitty, party of one, your table's available.
Mm-hmm.
Snitty, party of one, your table's ready.
Yeah. I walk
whole party here.
Go through and I walk through client projects and I'll be like, ooh, no, we cannot show this. We can't share this.
You're right.
You know. And I think if this is like, I could totally see that Disney having like a temporary set that they built to show this, look what's coming, and it's not the real thing. I could totally see it being a fake that they built just for this promotional video. Because I am concerned that they're rushing through building this hotel just to get it up and open.
I don't have that concern, but it's been taking a while. It's been a while, but I hear. I'm right there in the middle. I'm not with the haters. I'm a wait and see kind of girl.
Yeah, you're cautiously
optimistic,
and I'm cautiously pessimistic.
Perfect. It defines our relationship. What's the next bit of news that you want to talk about?
Where do you want to go? You tell me. We can start with Disney Genie Plus at Disneyland.
Let's do that. What do we know? Some news broke with that.
Yeah, so that starts on Wednesday, December 8th. And it's a little different than Disney World.
Okay, what's the big differences? Tell the folks.
There's a couple.
Okay.
It's $5 more, so it's $20.
Which is so weird to me considering... Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Well, it also comes with PhotoPass, so...
Oh, automatically?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes sense to me.
Sure.
Okay, I'm down for it.
But for whatever reason, Disneyland is always more expensive than Disney World.
It is.
So it's $5 more. There's only three individual paid attractions. I'm still calling them that. Other people are now switching to...
What is AJ on the Disney Food Blog call them?
I think they're individual attraction selections.
Yeah.
IAS. Ugh, I hate... Attraction? No.
No.
Individual attraction selection. It's a lot of...
No. Again, I can't believe that Disney hasn't come up with a term for those. Fun term.
So there's three individual paid attractions at Disneyland. It's Web Slingers,
okay.
Rise of the Resistance, and Radiator Springs Racers.
Makes sense. That's not a big... Okay, that's not a surprise to me.
No, but the big thing is, with those IPAs, those individual paid attractions, unlike at Disney World, where you can buy it ahead of time, pick the time you want to go, bloop, done, not at Disneyland. You have to wait until you're in the park, pick whichever one you want to go on, and you have to take the next available time.
You can't pick a time.
No. So if you're in at 8 a.m., you can't say, I want to ride Radiator Springs at 3 o'clock. It'll say, the next available is at 9:15.
Take it or leave it there, biatch.
Yeah, and if you don't want to ride it at 9:15, you have to wait and keep checking back.
I wonder what their thinking is with that.
They probably don't want everything to go right at the start of the day, and then no one's there.
Hey, that's what's happening at WDW.
Yeah.
I mean, it is happening.
Yeah.
I watch enough of those videos of the vloggers to know that it's happening.
Yeah,
so.
You're obsessed with that other guy now that you watch all of his videos and I can't stand them.
Kyle?
I don't know his name.
Kyle Paolo. I think I'm pronouncing his name right. He's from Wisconsin, so we can't hate him. We're from Minnesota.
But I'm brevity girl.
I am fascinated. Okay, that's a whole other podcast episode. I'm fascinated by vloggers. And anyway, okay, We'll talk about that later.
Okay. Next episode.
Next episode. Sure. We'll do it on my fascination with vloggers and the money that they make. And the fact that this guy, this Kyle, people send him stuff like gifts to his P.O. box. Like he does full episodes where he's opening gifts at P.O. Fascinating. Anyway. Next bit of news.
So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Oh, that's it? I'm sorry.
No, with Genie Plus, I think that's pretty much it as far as differences. So
once again, just like with MaxPass, Land may have the better idea.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, next, let's go back to World, can we?
Yeah.
Next bit of news that you just found that just popped concerns stays at Disney World hotels. This just kind of popped. I didn't even know this was a thing.
Well, yeah, because we never go for just the day, but you could not book individual one-night stays at Disney World hotels until now. That was like a COVID policy that they put into place. You had to stay like 2 nights.
But now they're back.
Now they're back, except they're still blocking out Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and for whatever reason, January 8th. I don't know if that's a marathon day.
Yes.
I don't know.
I think so. Can we go back to Land real quick? Because you found a bit of news, too, that shocked me because I'm going to Disneyland, sans Colin, in January. Girl, you looked at availability dates for tickets for Disneyland in December. What's it looking like?
Well, let's be clear. I'm going to give credit because this is from Walt Disney World News today. I did not go to look and buy tickets yet. But let's see. They posted this article December 2nd.
Okay. We're taping this on the 6th.
They are screenshotting their calendar as they go to look for tickets. The only day in December available is today, December 6th, $134 a ticket. Everything else is gone.
And this day is over, by the way.
I know.
We can't go.
Sorry, folks.
Really? Every breed, every Shih Tzu, Chihuahua type of...
Disneyland has a problem.
Wow, look at that. I'm looking at the date now.
They have a problem, a capacity problem, that everyone wants to go and they're not letting anyone in.
Yeah.
Whether it's Magic Key or whatever it's called or just normal tickets now.
It's hard.
People can't get in.
Yeah. I'm trying for January. I'll have to do that tomorrow. Okay. So let's go back to World. We're ping ponging back and forth here with topics today, but that's all right. That's how our little mind works. Where do you want to go next? Parking trams?
They're back. Next. No.
Okay. That's the end of the episode, everybody. No, but I mean, I love that this is considered like a big deal, but it is. I mean, look, if you drive, it's a nice convenience to have.
Well, I don't want to walk that far at the end of the day. My feet are tired. I don't want to walk all the way back to the car.
Yeah. If you're out there at the Goofy Lot or whatever the names of the lots are now, Goofy Lot.
Shows how often you park.
Yeah. We're not local, we don't park. And I don't even, yeah, anyway, I would drive if I was a local, but they're back, like fully, like starting right now. The parking trams are back. I think they are.
Please hold.
While Colin confirms the news.
This is what happens when he just throws stuff at me and I'm not quite ready.
You sent this to me, researcher. So I was depending on you to have read through this and digested the information. They will be returning to the Magic Kingdom later this month and to the rest of Walt Disney World throughout next year. So,
no details. That's why I don't remember.
Yeah, I get it. You're doing the best you can.
Not really. I actually did kind of phone that in.
Yeah. It's sorry, all friends. Right. The listeners won't hold that against you.
Well, even if you do, I'm sorry. You can tell I really care about the things I care about, and since I don't care about trams, parking trams.
Parades, trams, you don't care about. Most shows, you don't care about.
I know.
Yeah, it's all right.
I'm heartless.
No, I wouldn't say that. Don't be so hard on yourself. Another piece of news, Lunar New Year celebration and Food and Wine Festival returning to Disney California Adventure next year. So we're going back, ping-ponging back and forth. Now we're back in California. This is good news. So I've been.
You have?
I've been to the Lunar Celebration. So this runs, I was there with Hey Hey Haley. This runs January 21st through February 13th.
So the one I was more excited about was Food and Wine, which is March 4th through April 26th.
We should make a priority to go to that this year.
I thought you said when I've been to that, you meant Food and Wine.
No, I've been to the Lunar Celebration, and that was really cool. I thoroughly enjoyed that. But Food and Wine Festival back March 4th, like Colin said, through April 26th. Now, again, as Colin just pointed out, good luck getting tickets.
Well, that far out, I think you're still okay. But
I know. I'm making the general point, though, of like...
Let's see. I mean...
Yeah.
It's spring break time. You might not be okay.
One more piece of news that I just saw. My boyfriend...
Bob Iger?
Uh-huh. Outgoing CEO and my boyfriend, Bob Iger. I love you.
Yeah, outgoing. Bye, girl.
Hey, why are you so heartless?
No,
I'm... Oh, my goodness. I'm the one that's tired in a bad mood, and you are bitchy Smurf.
No, I'm joking. Oh, he does have till the end of the year, doesn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. Okay. So he wrote a heartfelt farewell letter to cast members and Disney employees. The reason we're talking about this is because Colin knows I love Bob Iger. I think he is one of the best corporate leaders ever. And I would recommend his book to all of you, whether you are middle management, upper management, whether you are have any aspirations to be a manager, read Bob Iger's book. It was full of great stories that turn into lessons. May I read the last paragraph to you?
Please do.
Because you're barely paying attention to me anyway. As I sail off into the sunset, I will remember these poignant words. The past is a lantern on the stern of a boat, shedding light on the waters we have all sailed together. I thank you all and wish you smooth waters ahead. Bye, Bob.
Was that a sniffle?
That was a sniffle. You know I love him. I think he's I'm worried about Disney without his leadership.
Sure. I just don't think that he needed a sniffle. That's a little...
I have a heart, unlike what you're demonstrating in this week's episode.
No, that's just a little saccharine to me. Mm-hmm. And I think, again, the pessimist in me is just like, oh, nobody talks like that. Come on, dude. Give me the real deal.
We're going to get another review from this episode that our marriage is in trouble and we don't like each other.
Please, no. This is what we love about each other. We like each other. We are opposites. We goof around. We joke, but...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, let's close this down before they shut us.
I know.
Shut us down. That's going to do it for us this week. Don't forget, you can find us on social media. Where they're sparkly?
Two fairy godfathers. And I swear, we really do like each other.
We do. This was just sassy. and don't forget, we drop a new episode every other Monday. Thanks in advance for the 5-star reviews. I love that I'm saying that after I said about that one review that was like, oh, they're fighting all the time. Anyway... They really do count, so thank you so much in advance. And again, like I said, we drop every other Monday. We'll see you a little bit later, fairy friends.
We'll see you in a few weeks. Bye, guys.